Will you please join me in a spirit of prayer? Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. This is Good Friday. It's easily the darkest, bleakest day of the Christian calendar. Though that slip of the tongue was a bit of a Freudian slip because it's been a bleak and dark year. This is the second go-around in the lectionary in which we are observing Holy Week in the midst of a pandemic. But this is also an opportunity for us to reflect on the way God cares for his people. The crucifixion that we read of is one of the most horrible yet mystifying events in history. Why would God allow his son to be executed in public, for him to suffer, for him to be humiliated? And there are all sorts of theories that have been devised to try to explain this. But none of them are fully satisfactory. Some of them don't make sense. Some of them conflict with our beliefs about God. And some of them are just illogical. The notion that we have all sinned and that something needed to be done to offer expiation for our sins makes some sense. But the idea that there was a debt that had to be paid off, to whom was it owed? God's the ruler of the universe. So the logical candidate would be Satan. And I can't see God feeling a need to placate Satan by having Jesus surrender his life. And I don't believe that God would feel he owed it to himself to have this debt paid off. And that because God loved us, he would let us all off the hook by taking his son's life. The idea that there is some sort of cosmic formula that needs to be met to atone for our sins doesn't make sense theologically or logically. But what we do know is that while there are some things we can't explain, Scripture tells us a lot about how God acts and how God loves his people. And Good Friday is a prime example of that love. That God chose to be with us, to enter into a relationship with humanity that we know we need, yet we have all been really good at walking away from God. Not just in this generation, but in the ones that have come before us. God exposed himself to that hurt because God loves us. And if we're trying to think of ways that we can make things right with God, we can try to follow the path of his son Jesus. We can be prepared to serve others. We can thank God for what he has done for us. We can try to live our lives to the fullest, to not give in to despair, to not give up hope, but to believe that we are indeed offered a new life in Christ. The challenge to us is that we have to want to accept that life, that we want to be the kinds of people who can thrive in the kingdom, that we won't content ourselves being at the cross and gambling over the clothes and possession of a person who's about to be executed, but that we can offer that person our comfort and our support and our prayers and our love. You remember in Scripture, Jesus says in John chapter 15, verse 13, "No one has a love greater than this, to lay down your life for your friends." That was Jesus, and that was in one of his teachings to the disciples. I don't think that we're being called on, again, to give up our lives. But when you think about that kind of dedication, that kind of commitment, the sacrifice that soldiers make for their comrades in war, that firefighters take on as a potential risk every time they run into a burning building, that's the kind of love that we're called to give. And that might seem like it's love greater than we can offer, but I think we all have it in our hearts and in our minds and in our souls to offer that kind of love, just as it has been offered to us. So, I invite everyone here to think about the Passion tonight and tomorrow, to think about the great joy we're going to experience on Easter Sunday. But as I've said before, as church leaders have observed in the past, no cross, no crown. We can't have the resurrection without the execution. And that is something for which we should be incredibly grateful. And we should think about that love that God shows for us, the solidarity God has with us in good times and bad.